There is no common sense in the White House today. Moreover, Democrats, led by a foaming-at-the-mouth Nancy Pelosi, show no signs of sanity as our southern border continues to be invaded. I share credit for this information today with Frosty Wooldridge of News with Views, Charlotte Culbertson of Epoch Times, and Samuel Chamberlain of the New York Post for their research and views, which I combined with my own. At the same time that the Biden administration is warning the Americans that we may soon lose some or all of our Social Security benefits, they have left the floodgates wide open for immigrants, legal and illegal, to gain entry into the United States and qualify for those benefits. Most of us on Social Security worked for decades to be in line for our benefits. It's not free money. We paid into the system all of our working lives. Due to government's ineptness, many of these immigrants will draw money from Social Security even though they have never paid into the system. The Biden administration is also mandating COVID-19 shots for many Americans and criticizing other unvaccinated American citizens for not stepping up and taking the shots. At the same time, though, they are allowing hundreds of thousands of immigrants into the country without requiring them to have the shots. At a minimum, a mandate to take the shots should precede entry into America for all immigrants. How many millions of refugees and immigrants can America absorb? Liberal Democrats will tell you that there should be no limit on immigrants coming to the United States. But these immigrants are not coming here prepared to take care of themselves. They are dependent on the American taxpayer for all of their basic needs, shelter, food, medical care. It's a long list, and yet American citizens are being told they have to pay it, even as their own needs are being ignored and threatened. During the month of March 2021, according to the United States Border Patrol, President Joe Biden, with one signature on an executive order, allowed 104,000 illegal aliens a free pass into the United States. Buses take them out to cities with welfare offices, Section 8 housing, and all the taxpayer goodies you provide with your hard-earned money. Biden promises amnesty for upwards of 25 million illegal migrants that crashed America's borders in the past 35 years since the 1986 amnesty by Ronald Reagan. That single amnesty created an invasion that's accelerating in 2021. In addition, Biden promises 800,000 DACA registrants a free pass into the United States. Also, we accept 1 million legal immigrants annually from other failed countries around the globe. They, in turn, birth 900,000 babies among themselves annually. The source for that? Dr. Steve Camerata, www.cis.org. Immigrant birth rates. Once those 25 million illegal immigrants and 800,000 DACAs enjoy citizenship, along with the 1 million legal immigrants annually, they'll be able to chain migrate up to 10 members of their immediate family. When you start looking at the sheer numbers advancing upon our country, you cannot help but ask the pertinent question. How many legal and illegal immigrants, along with a growing list of refugees and their children, in addition to their chain-migrated families, can America absorb without collapsing? Can we sustain the projected 100 million by 2050 and another 300 million by 2095? This may be the single greatest question of the century for America, Canada, Europe, Australia, and all Western civilizations that have created stable civilizations via intelligent birth control. Because the harsh reality remains. Third world countries add 83 million new babies, net gain, annually. Thus, the refugee line grows by enormous numbers. In fact, the United Nations states that humans add another 1 billion of themselves every 12 years. Right now, our species tops out at 7.8 billion, and we add another million every 4 days. When you read or hear these numbers, it's jolting. Where are the climate control people who don't understand what these enormous numbers mean for the environment? The topic of mass immigration and sustainability should be on the tongues of every person at every diner, restaurant, donut shop, city council meeting, TV show, and newscasts in America. Our U.S. congressional people should be addressing it every day. They should be coming up with answers, but they aren't and they won't. Here's what we all face. Unknown to the countries and people living on this planet, an accelerating birth rate in Africa threatens all Western civilizations in the 21st century. At 1.3 billion in 2021, Africa accelerates toward 2 billion by 2050 and 4 billion by the end of this century. As an example, the average Burundian woman births 6.3 children, that's the average, and double international fertility rates. Burundians expect to jump from 10 million to 20 million in just 2 decades. Egypt, currently 98 million, expects to reach 160 million by 2050. Ethiopia, at 98 million, expects to double to 210 million by 2060. Ironically, Egypt imports most of its food to feed its current population in 2021. As the human race adds 1 billion more people net gain every 12 years, Africa expects to quadruple its population within 79 years. Africans grow fast. They cannot water, feed, house, educate, or sustain the expected 4 billion people about to appear on that continent. Are you understanding this picture? Do you appreciate that no matter how many immigrants we absorb into America, their home countries keep reproducing 83 million more of hungry, suffering, and homeless people annually. They destroy themselves, but in the process of immigrating into America, they ultimately destroy our entire civilization. But the big question remains, why aren't our leaders and the average American citizen talking, debating, discussing this impending future? Why aren't the top economists, environmentalists, and corporate presidents asking questions like, how will we feed all these millions? How will we maintain a viable environment? What will we do when water, energy, and resources are exhausted? How will we preserve the wilderness? And what about our quality of life? Do we want to travel down the same road as China, Mexico, or India? Why would we want to take that path? You might say, I'm not going to be here 70 years from now, so I don't have any worries. Well, that may work for you, but what about your children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren? More than 212,000 illegal immigrants attempting to cross the U.S.-Mexico border were stopped by U.S. Customs and Border Control Protection last month. That is a staggering number that is likely to put more pressure on the Biden administration amid the ongoing crisis. The 212,672 stops in July represented a 12.6% increase over June, when 188,934 stops were reported. The only month in the last 21 years with more encounters was March of 2000, when 220,063 stops were reported at the southwest frontier. Remember, we are just talking about illegal immigrants that got themselves caught. There is no way of knowing how many of them evaded the stops, but experts say they are running in the tens of thousands. The number of attempts to cross the U.S.-Mexico border has risen every month since Joe Biden took office, defying the trend of previous years in which attempted crossings peaked in May, but slowed down with the onset of the summer heat. The July figures marked a 171% increase over the 78,417 stops reported in January, and a 160% increase over the 81,777 stops in July 2019. Most alarmingly, CBP has already stopped more than 1.1 million illegal border crossing attempts this calendar year. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas discussed the grim figures during a press conference in Brownsville, Texas, where he described the southern border situation as one of the toughest challenges we face. It is complicated, changing, and involves vulnerable people at a time of a global pandemic. Mayorkas claimed that 95,788 of the July encounters, that's 45% of the total, resulted in expulsions under Title 42, a Trump-era order that permits the removal of single adults and some families in an effort to prevent the spread of COVID-19. The DHS secretary added that more than a quarter of those encountered in July had attempted to enter the United States at least once over the past 12 months. Many of them had made multiple attempts at illegal invasion. They know what they're doing breaks our laws, but they keep coming. It should come as no surprise that the number of illegal crossings are accelerating, given that Joe Biden and the Democrat Party promised these illegals that they would open up the border if Biden was elected, and they invited them to come on in. The immigrants themselves are on record as saying that they felt invited by Biden's words. While Republicans have accused the White House of encouraging mass illegal immigration to the United States, by rolling back former President Donald Trump's policies. The Biden administration, led by Vice President Kamala Harris, has insisted on focusing on so-called root causes, mainly violence, poverty, and corruption in Central America. Kamala Harris wouldn't know a root cause if she stumbled into a root cellar. Stop the illegal migration, and only then should we be concerned with the root cause. America is America because of the sweat, blood, and sacrifice of brave patriots who forged this nation out of a wilderness. They fought for their freedom, for our freedom. These illegal immigrants never fought for their freedom in their own country. They simply pulled up stakes and fled into the country someone else had built, the United States. Many of the home countries of these immigrants have great natural resources, but they were only developed in small measures and then for the pockets of the corrupt rulers of those countries. Why no large-scale uprisings, as when Americans stood up against British rule? Republicans reacted fiercely to the increasing numbers, led by Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican of South Carolina, who tweeted, "So much for the idea that there would be a seasonal downturn in illegal immigrant crossings at our southern border." Then he added, "Between the crisis at the border and the debacle in Afghanistan, one could argue that President Biden is the most incompetent national security president in modern history." At one time, long ago, the influx of immigrants were mostly Mexicans trying to escape the poverty in their country. Today, the floodgates have been opened by Biden, and illegal immigrants are streaming in from all over the world. For instance, there has been a 644% increase in Haitians illegally crossing the U.S. border. Many of these Haitians crossing into the United States left Haiti years ago. They see now, under the inept Joe Biden, as a good time to come to the United States. Border Patrol agents have apprehended 15,599 Haitians from January through June of this year, according to Customs and Border Protection statistics. In the same period last year, 2,097 Haitians were apprehended. Many of these Haitians left their home country many years ago and have been living in South America, according to Border Patrol and the Del Rio, Texas sector, where the vast majority are now crossing. The Epoch Times spoke to several Haitians on July 25, both on the Mexican side of the Rio Grande before they crossed and on the Del Rio side after they crossed into Texas. That morning, about 350 illegal immigrants were waiting for the Border Patrol by the border fence in Del Rio. Most of them were Haitians. One Haitian couple said they left Haiti 2 years ago, and their 9-month-old baby was born in Chile. They plan to eventually live in New York. Another woman said that she left Haiti in 2012 and lived in the Dominican Republic. She plans to live in Brooklyn, New York. Another man left Haiti in October 2016 and flew to Chile. He said, "If you have a family unit, they let you into Chile easily." Others said they left Haiti 4 or 5 years ago. Guess who was the U.S. president then? Donald J. Trump. And they knew better than to come here illegally while Trump was in office. Once Biden ran on a platform of open borders. These people prepared to leave their current addresses and take Biden up on his offer. They keep coming in greater and greater numbers. Acuña, Mexico has become a hub for immigrants from all over the world to converge and then make illegal entry into the United States. It's less violent there than the other cartel-controlled border crossing plazas in Mexico, and the river there is walkable. A port of entry is nearby, but the migrants say it's easier for them to cross illegally and harder for the United States to turn them away. On the riverbank in Acuña, the Epoch Times watched as 36 Haitians and Cubans crossed over in 50 minutes. Many of the Haitians paused to tear up and discard the paperwork they had with them. Passports, visas, identification cards were strewn all over the ground. They're told that it's harder to be deported from the United States if one doesn't bring an ID with them. When agents encounter an individual that is not in possession of any form of identification, CBP relies on observations that include agent interviews, interactions between other migrants, and systems records checks to help identify the individual's nationality, according to a CBP spokesperson. The spokesperson did not explain what happens to an individual who cannot be identified. Even with identification, the United States has run into difficulties with reporting and deporting Haitians, as that country sometimes refuses to take its citizens back. Pursuant to a 2001 Supreme Court ruling, Zadviasti versus Davis, Immigration and Customs Enforcement is forced to release illegal immigrants who are in detention and ready for deportation after 6 months if their country or origin won't accept them or issue travel documents for them. In 2015, a Haitian man who Haiti refused to accept back when the United States tried to deport him was released after 6 months, and he subsequently murdered a 25-year-old Connecticut woman in her home. The Temporary Protected Status, or TPS, program is a form of humanitarian relief that has, since 1990, granted temporary legal status and work authorization to non-immigrant aliens in the United States who are from countries affected by natural disasters, conflict, or other extreme adversity. About 55,000 Haitians living in the United States before the devastating earthquake were allowed to stay and work in the United States until it was deemed safe to return. Since the 2010 earthquake, the United States has made available over $5.1 billion in assistance to Haiti, according to the White House. Nationals from 12 countries currently have TPS designations. Those nations are El Salvador, Haiti, Honduras, Burma, also known as Myanmar, Nepal, Nicaragua, Somalia, South Sudan, Sudan, Syria, Venezuela, and Yemen. Now we have to add thousands of Afghanistan people to the immigrants we are expected to take in and take care of. How long can we continue to bear the world's burdens? At what point do we run out of resources ourselves? And what then about our own families? Many critics, including myself, have called for a moratorium on immigration and the sealing of our borders until some semblance of sanity is in place. I've said this before, but it bears repeating. I'm more than willing to help other people, but how many can each of us afford to support? We could take several people into our home if space was all that mattered, but those people need food and medical care. Can you take in 1, 10, 100? How about a few thousand? At some point, you reach a level that collapses your own family. That's where we are today in America. We can collapse under all of the immigrants that are flooding to our shores. Not only can we collapse, if it continues, we will collapse. It bothers me when my government threatens to take away benefits that I have been promised and that I paid to have established, and then tells me that they're going to open the borders and bring in hundreds of thousands, millions of immigrants for us to take care of. That's what's happening. We're being told that we may lose our benefits, Social Security included, but we've got to keep accepting the immigrants that want to come here. That bothers me. I hope it bothers you, and I hope you'll speak up to your legislators in Washington. It's time for Americans to realize the numbers that we are experiencing. It's not helpful. I thank you for listening today. I'll be back again next week, God willing. Same time and same station. And God bless America.